Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Oh my goodness, guys, I know that where many of you are, we're already into Sunday, the last day of the year in 2023, and I hope that all of you have been reflective and have really been doing your best to put some things in perspective. And I would say put things in motion, which most people, that's what we do. You know, we set goals and plans, which is great, you know, for the new year to set things in motion. But I also hope that you put things in to proper perspective. You know, your perspective is your reality, right? And unfortunately, some people's perspective is, well, not really where it should be. You know, some people are glass half full, glass half empty. Some people, unfortunately, cannot comprehend or see the bigger picture. Some people's perspective is based on their fears. They live through their own fear, and that is the lens from which they see. That is the lens from which they make their decisions. That is the lens from which they move, do, and operate, from their fear. And we know fear is an illusion, right? The illusion of fear is that we think how we feel about fear is that, oh my gosh, this is not going to work out, or this is not going to be this, or oh my God, if this happens, oh my God. You know, that's scare tactics, right? There are some things that we can be cautious about, which is wisdom, warnings, things like that, which we do take heed to, but operating from fear creates unnecessary illusions, things that don't exist, that haven't even happened, you know, and we create these things in our own minds and we operate from that place. And so I want to encourage you as we move into 2024 to put things into proper perspective. I had to put something into perspective, not realizing that though the situation may not have been ideal, it was something that happened that I thought was really just, oh gosh, what is going on? Don't get me wrong, it's nerve-wracking, but at the same time, it allowed me to connect with certain individuals that helped me to put me on a path closer to the vision, to what it is that I actually want. And the blessing in that is sometimes, you know, God has to take us on a path we did not know we needed to bring us closer to everything that we ever wanted. And I am so encouraged and grateful for that. But we have to be willing and open and just honest with ourselves. And we have to understand, sometimes we have to just allow God to be God in our lives. Remove the fear and trust God and have faith. God says without faith, it is impossible, impossible to please Him. Without faith, you do not please God. Without trusting Him, you do not please Him at all, period. There's no way. Without trusting God, come on. So I want to encourage you to trust Him more. Trust God more with you, with your life, with your path, with whatever it is that He is instructing you to do. Sometimes we live and operate out of fear, so we don't do what God is asking of us because we don't trust. And then we get upset when certain things don't happen for us in our lives. But if you would have trusted God here, if you would have done what was asked of you, then this would have happened on this flip side. You know, I asked God for certain things, not realizing he would take me on a certain path to get me there. But he answered my prayer. Maybe not ideally how I may have wanted him to answer the prayer, okay? Because I said, wait a minute. This is kind of stopping me a little bit. This is kind of slowing me down a little bit. But I needed that. I needed to rest. I asked for rest. I needed it. And I'm a person who doesn't rest. Like, you know, I'm always going or doing something. And so I've been forced to kind of do a bit more of that, right? Maybe not in the ideal way I wanted to do it, but it worked for my good. All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And I just want to encourage you in that, just to trust God, you know, change your perspective. Do not operate from a place of fear or make decisions from the lens of fear, because you feel in your own power you're not able to do. There are things that we may feel we're not able to do on our own, but that's where God comes in. That's where we have to trust God. And when you trust God, you relinquish the need to try and control other people, things, doing things that don't align with his will or that is of the highest vibration. You avoid those things. You don't try to operate from that place, and you do your best to operate out of a place of integrity, out of a place of purity as much as you can, and to achieve a goal through God in the most authentic way possible, you know. And so I want that for you. I encourage you to do that as we move into 2024, as you begin to write your goals, your dreams, your visions, what it is that you're building, what it is that you want to do, that you will allow God to be God in your life and to show you things and to direct you. And it will put you on the path, put you closer to exactly what it is that you want. God, when he gives you a vision, he wants it to come to pass. When he gives you the vision, he wants that thing to happen for you. But you have to be willing to allow God to take you on that path so that you can get what it is he has for you. Honestly, you know, I want to encourage you to definitely be more mindful as we go into 20 and 24 of your health, and to make sure that you are set, reset, whatever it is you need to do, mind, body, and soul, not just body. And the reason I say that is I know a lot of people who are fit and they're not mentally well. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It doesn't go together all the time. You know, you have people who are physically well, physically fit, and not mentally well, not mentally fit. You have to work your mind as you work your body, and your soul, your spirit. They lack character, or good character, I should say, or integrity. These are all things that you should be working on, mind, body, and soul, for 20 and 24 and beyond, continuously, daily. Work on these things daily. Make sure that you are doing this daily for your total well-being, mind, body, and soul. So as you begin to increase your wellness, your physical wellness, your mental wellness, your, you know, emotional, your spiritual wellness, just remember to allow God, our source, to lead you and direct you. Be open and willing to trust the process. Easier said than done. I know it. Oh my gosh. You know, and sometimes we don't fully know what that process is. We don't really know, you know, what kind of process we are being taken on, you know, the journey, but we must journey. We must just kind of follow the signs, be instructed through wisdom, and ask for wisdom daily. I can't live without wisdom. I have to ask daily, every day. God, help me to understand. Help me with this. I need you to help me, give me wisdom and to understand a little bit more about what's going on. What is it that I need to do, you know, every single day, you know? I have to ask for wisdom, and I encourage you to do the same thing as we move into this new season of 2024. Super excited for you. I know that you guys are going to be making some positive changes and just some positive shifts in your life, and just continue to stay focused, stay grounded, and flow with God. Just allow him to lead you and direct you, and all will be well. All things work together for our good, right? So I just want you to continue to do that. Continue to build and grow and do, and just watch it unfold for you. It's going to happen. And so have a wonderful 2024. We do have some things that we are revisiting with the podcast, with the online radio. Super excited to do that and to share with you guys in that way again, and to do a bit more in 2024. Oh, didn't know that was gonna rhyme. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy this last coming day tomorrow. In 2023, rest, reflect, whatever it is that you need to do to gear up and get ready, and have a beautiful, beautiful 2024. I'll see you next year. Have a great day, guys.